Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now. Today, I want to give you some tips, share some experiences, and some tools to prepare you for a happy, healthy, successful 2022. I'm Denise Thompson, and I love sharing good news, hope, tools for health, and much more. I think it's a disservice to everybody else when you keep great information to yourself and you're not willing to share with others. So I've been in and around the medical field for the last 58 years at least, and I was a nurse, a fitness trainer, educator, and a best-selling author and a certified transformational health and wellness coach, and love guiding you or anyone who chooses to towards your optimal health. Health includes three major categories: healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances. So why is that so important, and why now? Well, we only have 29 more days in 2021, and then we're in the new year. So I want to wish everybody up front a best jump into the new year and to make the most out of the new year and the new you. So, but let's talk about preparing for 2022, actions versus expectations. And I'm going to be talking a lot about personal experiences that I just went through. And I am so hyped and super happy that I got to experience those things. We all have actually choices that lead to an outcome, which is not always what we expect. Let's start with the holidays. Most people love them because they get good food, they get presents, they get to travel, but it also does affect their sleep and their safety and their weight gain, and that's why I'm referring also to a three-bite rule. And I want to share a little bit about that because the holidays are coming up, and I have some great news already. So for the three-bite rule, we just had Thanksgiving, and that is usually pretty tough not to gain any weight. Can you believe I just dropped 3 pounds over Thanksgiving, and I enjoyed every bite I ingested and couldn't have been happier than I am and was at that time because I made wise choices. I did not have any expectations. I went there, and that was to my sister-in-law's and brother-in-law's place, and they're the most amazing people that we have in the family here in the U.S. And I just go, all right, this is cool. I know there's going to be something I can eat. So before I actually served myself when it was time to do so, I looked at everything that was available. I gauged it with my eyes to see what serves me to eat, what doesn't serve me to eat. How much do I want? How many things do I want to try? Can I stay within the realm of healthy lifestyle, or am I going to go overboard? To my surprise, against expectations, I made wise decisions. I had my fair share of salad and veggies, and just a teeny tiny bit of dressing over the salad. I had some turkey, which I thoroughly enjoyed. It was so delicious and moist. And I had like a little tablespoon full of mashed potatoes. I had one slice of yam, baked yam or candied yam. I had less than a teaspoon of cranberry sauce. And that was about it. And then we came to dessert, and my sister-in-law is an amazing baker. So she made her tart lemon meringue pie, which I really love. Oh, so good. So usually I ate a slice that was about 3-4 inches wide in the back. This time I had a sliver, which just gave me the 3 little bites. Remember I said something about a 3-bite rule? The reason why that is so important is you get to eat a little bit more variety when you keep it to the 3-bite rule once in a while when you do that, rather than, you know, filling your plate with a whole bunch of food that you can barely eat and then you're stuffed. I was not stuffed. I felt so great and amazing and clear-headed and not tired after eating. It was unbelievable. So what is the 3-bite rule, you say? Here's what goes through our minds when we think about those, oh, so tempting holiday dishes. Again, choose versus expectations. So we come up with the memories. And my goodness, at my age, I had a lot of memories. And I just go, let's treasure those. I took a glass of water in my dominant hand while I was thinking and smelling the foods and the excitement of the once-a-year treat and the taste. So I realized, I just followed the guidelines, it really takes only 3 bites. But what we tend to do is overfill our plates and clean our plates because of how we were raised not to waste food. And I was born shortly after World War II, and we always had to finish our plate with whatever was on it. I remember Mom served me once zucchini rice, and I could not stand it because the tomatoes were in whole in that skin, and I choked on it, and I really didn't like it. That went on, reheated on the table for 3 days, 4 days, every day, morning, lunch, and dinner, until I had eaten it. And I didn't get anything else to eat. Just got so sick. So finally on day 4 or so, I said, I'm going to eat it. I'm going to toss my cookies, and then I can go and get real food again. So I didn't want to do that. That's why I went to this 3-bite rule. So when you take your first bite, you kind of think, oh my goodness, I'm so excited. This food is back in on my plate. I love it. So I chewed it slowly and very frequently. I mean, when you chew each bite 30 to 50 times, it's already half digested before it goes down into the digestive tract and then the stomach and the intestines and everything else. And all the valuable things that our body needs to thrive get processed with the saliva and then with the rest in the stomach with the acidity and all those things in there, the enzymes. And it just makes it so much easier. So the first bite is the excitement. It's here. You get to eat it. You get to enjoy the flavor, the texture. You get to treasure the memories about previous, you know, family members, friends that you had shared a similar thing before. The second bite, you are really good. I'm so glad I slowed down and thought about your flavor and memories. And the third bite, thank you for the memories. I'm satisfied. I'm ready to move on. And then you're done. You go to the next food. So it's not huge bites that you take. It's smaller bites, but you savor them. You treasure them. You remember the memories that are associated with that food. And that actually shows that study, that you actually get the most satisfaction and the most taste from the first 3 bites of food. Plus, to top this, I have experienced with my brother-in-law, who was a few years back in a terrible motorcycle accident. And I think he was pronounced dead, and they were able to revive him. The same with my sister-in-law. But his tastes are gone. So from whatever he eats, he tastes the first bite. The second one, he has a little bit of taste left. The third one, he doesn't taste anything anymore. His taste buds got totally thrown off with that accident because it was a very severe accident. And so knowing that from his part, that after three bites, he doesn't like it anymore, or he doesn't know what he's eating. It could be cardboard. You know, it could be sand. He doesn't know. He can't taste it. I decided I'm really going to hone in on that for myself this year and see how it affects me. And honestly, bite two was still good, but bite three was just, okay, it's just some food. I mean, it really did not have the meaning or any association with joy anymore. So it was real easy to move forward to the next little food, you know. So I did not even have the full amount of turkey because I knew everything is going to be perfect. I have what I need. And so I was just so, so happy. And, you know, the fact is holidays, gatherings, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, and all the others in between, and Hanukkah and whatnot, they're not just about eating food. They're about socializing, talking with one another, understanding one another, loving on one another is so much more important than stuffing yourself with food. So that's why I love that I actually was against the norm. The facts, the scientific facts actually tell you that many people, actually most people, gain weight over the holidays. Many of them between 10 to 20 pounds between Thanksgiving and New Year's. And I was able to lose 3 pounds over Thanksgiving and enjoyed it. I enjoyed what I ate. I enjoyed the company. I enjoyed my water. I enjoyed everything. And I go, wow. And I feel so much better. I mean, the drive home, the 2-hour drive home, wasn't half as bad because I wasn't that tired. I wasn't exhausted from eating and having all the blood in the stomach to digest the food, when I was able to pre-digest most of it for at least 50% in my mouth by chewing everything 30 to 50 times and eating a lot less, just 3 bites of everything. Some things I even had only 2 bites. So that was really amazing for me. And, you know, the other thing is over holidays, many people think it's okay to just sit around and kind of be sedentary and not exercise. Holiday calories don't count. They don't add up. And all these myths that you can hear, that's just what they are. It's not even true. And I know several other people who have lost 16 pounds or so over the holidays a few years ago between Thanksgiving and New Year's. And I go, wow, it can be done. I'm not saying use the holidays to lose weight, but at least don't add any, because we probably have too much already. And every extra pound that we carry around is 4 pounds of pressure on our joints. So, you know, making the right decision is actually the best thing. Now, why is this also important and why am I honing in on it? Well, just 2 days ago, I tend to go take my daughter grocery shopping, and I didn't go in the store. I just dropped her off at the store and said, I'm out in a car. I'm going to visit with somebody, and when you're done, we'll go back home. And afterwards, when we were back home, she said, okay, I'm willing to talk for a little bit. And normally she gives me a headache to talk with her because she thinks I'm telling her everything she has to do. And I didn't. I just was totally, truly myself, patient, leading by example, listening, and not saying much. And so we were discussing her future, her near future, in the next 2 to 5 years. And I just asked her a question. How do you foresee this going? What are your goals? And she came up to me and she started voicing 4 or 5 points that she decided she had and wanted to improve starting now. And honestly, I was almost in tears. My mouth was wide open. My eyes popped wide open. I looked at her in total, holy Maloney, what happened to you? For 5 years, I tried to encourage her to take charge of her health so she does not feel as bad as she does, so she's not sick as often as she is. And she never wanted to hear anything. This time she says, I want what you have. I'm ready. Can you please help me? I mean, if that is not the best present you can get from a loved one, that they want to take care of themselves, I don't know what is. So I was totally excited, and we made a pact, and I said, yes, I'm going to help you. I'm going to treat you like a client, not like my daughter, just so it's easier for you to differentiate between what needs to be done and how you're going to do it. And I am just in seventh heaven that none of those 5 points that I wanted to mention to her that we were expecting of her if she wanted more help from us, they came from her, that she wanted to do those things, and I didn't even have to mention anything. So I go, man, I am so blessed. And we had the most wonderful conversation ever. None of us frustrated, none of us screaming, yelling, none of us pushing buttons, nothing. It was so peaceful. It was so down to earth. It made so much sense. And I go, that is a wonderful day. That is a perfect day. So, you know, people who, it's another fact that people who reset their health now will do much better over the holidays and be thrilled with their success rather than sorry. So, as I mentioned at the very beginning, we have 29 more days left in December. I'm not saying you have to change everything in your life. I'm saying instead of making resolutions which you won't keep, 99% of the people who make New Year's resolutions might keep them for 2 weeks, maximum a month. Some are lucky enough to keep them for 2 months, and then it goes down the drain. Please don't do that. Don't make New Year's resolutions which you cannot keep. That's why I say, let's do health goal resets. And I offer everybody who chooses to take me up on a free health goal reset strategy session. I also have a healthy e-newsletter that I send out weekly via email with a healthy recipe, healthy activity, and some other valuable information that will help you live a happy lifestyle and not just a diet. See, diets, in my opinion, are just, it's kind of like to die on the cross. Die are the first 3 letters, and the T looks like a cross. Well, I choose not to go there yet. I am not ready to die. I am almost 69 now, and I am healthier, happier, and have more energy today, even with some of the ailments that I have due to an injury. I feel so much better than I did in my 40s and 50s. Why? Because my attitude has changed. My mindset has changed, and I did so much transforming. And that's what I would love for you guys to take care of. It's all about that. Actually, I think I have time to read you one little chapter from Og Mandino in the 10 Ancient Scrolls for Success. And it's scroll 6. And I just gonna read that to you. You're gonna know why when you heard it. It says, the scroll marked 6. Today I will be master of my emotions. The tides advance, the tides recede. Winter goes and summer comes. Summer wanes and the cold increases, the sun rises, the sun sets. The moon is full, the moon is black. The birds arrive, the birds depart. Flowers bloom, flowers fade. Seeds are sown, harvests are reaped. All nature is a circle of moods, and I am part of nature, and so tides, my moods will rise, my moods will fall. Today, I will be master of my emotions. It is one of nature's tricks, little understood, that each day I awaken with moods that have changed from yesterday. Yesterday's joy will become today's sadness, yet today's sadness will grow into tomorrow's joy. Inside me is a wheel constantly turning from sadness to joy, from exaltation to depression, from happiness to melancholy. Like the flowers, today's full bloom of joy will fade and wither into despondency. Yet I will remember that as today's dead flowers carries the seed of tomorrow's bloom, so too does today's sadness carry the seeds of tomorrow's joy. Today I will be master of my emotions. And how will I master these emotions so that each day will be productive? For unless my mood is right, the day will be a failure. Trees and plants depend on the weather to flourish, but I make my own weather. Yea, I transport it with me. If I bring rain and gloom and darkness and pessimism to my customers, then they will react with rain and gloom and darkness and pessimism, and they will purchase not. If I bring joy and enthusiasm and brightness and laughter to my customers, they will react with joy and enthusiasm and brightness and laughter, and my weather will produce a harvest of sales and a granary of gold for me. Today I will be master of my emotions. And how will I master my emotions so that every day is a happy day and a productive one? I will learn this secret of the ages. Is he who permits his thoughts to control his actions. Strong is he who forces his actions to control his thoughts. Each day when I awake, I will follow this plan of battle before I am captured by the forces of sadness, self-pity, and failure. If I feel depressed, I will sing. If I feel sad, I will laugh. If I feel ill, I will double my labor. If I feel fear, I will plunge ahead. If I feel inferior, I will wear new garments. If I feel uncertain, I will raise my voice. If I feel poverty, I will think of wealth to come. If I feel incompetent, I will remember past success. If I feel insignificant, I will remember my goals. Today, I will be master of my emotions. Henceforth, I will know that only those with inferior ability can always be at their best, and I'm not inferior. There will be days when I must constantly struggle against forces which would tear me down. Those such as despair and sadness are simple to recognize, but there are others which approach with a smile and the hand of friendship, and they can also destroy me. Against them, too, I must never relinquish control. If I become overconfident, I will recall my failures. If I overindulge, I will think of past hungers. If I feel complacency, I will remember my competition. If I enjoy moments of greatness, I will remember moments of shame. If I feel all-powerful, I will try to stop the wind. If I attain great wealth, I will remember one unfed mouth. If I become overly proud, I will remember a moment of weakness. If I feel my skills unmatched, I will look at the stars. Today, I will master my emotions. And with this new knowledge, I will also understand and recognize the moods of he on whom I call. I will make allowance for his anger and irritation of today, for he knows not the secret of controlling his mind. I can withstand his arrows and insults, for now I know that tomorrow he will change and be a joy to approach. No longer will I judge a man on one meeting. No longer will I fail to call again tomorrow on he who meets me with hate today. This day he will not buy gold chariots for a penny, yet tomorrow he would exchange his home for a tree. My knowledge of this secret will be my key to great wealth. Today I will be master of my emotions. Henceforth, I will recognize and identify the mystery of moods in all mankind and in me. From this moment, I am prepared to control whatever personality awakes in me each day. I will master my moods through positive action, and when I master my moods, I will control my destiny. Today, I control my destiny, and my destiny is to become the greatest salesman in the world. I will become master of myself. I will become great. So just by having listened to this sixth ancient scroll, How to Master Your Emotions, did you see how mindset is so crucial? That's why I love to help people transform their mindset before their body and their finances, because the three, mind, body, and finances, actually belong to the full circle of complete health. And that's what I wanted to share with you. So if you choose to get a free health set reset strategy session or the newsletter or both, please write to me to coachdenise@ctdigest.net. The email address is in the transcript. You can just copy and paste it. I could not hyperlink it because it didn't allow me to. But you can do it that way. Just copy and paste it into the URL. Make sure the first three letters in your subject line are capital B, capital T, capital R for Blog Talk Radio, so I can fish it out of the spam folder and then get back with you and schedule an appointment. So having said that, having shared that, I hope you got some value out of it. And I just wish you best of health. And until next week.